very blessed Monday morning to all. Thank you for joining me on WWDB Morning Light. This is Scott Borsky. It is a new week. No better song to begin with than the acknowledgement that no matter how big we think our problems are, God is way, way bigger. Join with Terry Ann on her Big God.
They think that I'm all by myself in this fight, but they do not know the infinite size of the God who is by my side. Hey, under fire, but my Goliath, standing in the shadow of the Almighty. I ain't lying, just testifying. Man, I'm talking about a big God. My world in his hands, the monsters I face don't make me afraid when I know that I'm standing right next to him.
It is a new week, a new opportunity to fulfill all the goals and dreams and aspirations in your life. Make every hour, every minute count. But remember, at the end of the day, you need rejuvenation. You need to renew. You need your sleep. So take your problems and give them to God, because we know that God never slumbers. God never sleeps. In other words, as Jeremy Camp sings, out of my hands.
Every day this never-ending pressure tries to take its claim over my heart. I have tried to hold it all together, but time and time again I fall apart. But that's where I find my life was never mine at all. But you are the one inside, always in control. So when it feels like all of this pain is never gonna. Don't understand. I will let the weight of my fear fall like sand out of my head.
life was never mine at all. You're still the one inside, always in control. You are strong enough. Only you can take this out of my hands, out of my hands. You're greater than all my sorrows, worthy of all my trust. Thank you, Lord, that this is out of my hands, out of my hands. When it feels like all of this pain is never gonna end,
out of my hands. A blessed Monday to everyone. This is a brighter day, and each day with faith in God will be brighter and brighter with all your successes and your achievements. Join with the blessing offer on His brighter days.
I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. Oh, ashes fall from burning dreams. Oh, never live through times like these. Trying hard to breathe in the dark, I know there's gonna be some brighter days,
yes,
I swear that love will find you in your pain, I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins, I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I know there's gonna be some.
feel it in me like the beating of life.
On this Monday and every day, did you wake up and give thanks to God? Did you look up and say, thank you, God, for allowing me to wake up, for the million parts in my body to work so I can go out and put one foot in front of the other to bring blessings to all those in my circle of love and my circle of life? This is the day the Lord has made on this beautiful Monday and every day. Join with Marshall Hall on his wonderful thanks.
For the strength you give to simply carry on through life's toils and tests, the worst and best. You've never left me alone. You're always right beside me, and you hear me when I pray. And since I first began, you've been my dearest friend. I give you all the praise. Hey, thanks. Thanks for this moment, and I will continually, for each day I live, your praise to give, I'm blessed abundantly. I can't forget that moment when in my life you made such change, and since the Spirit came, I've not been the same. I just want to give you thanks. Sing it with me, church, now thanks.
Thanks.
I give you thanks.
Thanks for all you love.
All you love.
Sometimes we have problems in our lives. Often we have problems in our lives, and that's just something that we live with. But that doesn't mean that we don't have faith in God to solve those problems. We should never let our heart be troubled, because we always know that God breaks what is meant to be broken in our lives, and God takes those shackles and crushes them for wonders and miracles. We just have to pray. And what is prayer, my friends? It's just a wonderful word for a conversation with God that we could have anywhere. So please join with American Idol alumni with Mandisa's Shackles.
Take the shackles off my feet so I can dance. I just want to praise you. I just want to praise you. You broke the chains, now I can lift my hands. And I'm going to praise you. I'm going to praise you.
In the corners of my mind, I just can't seem to find a reason to believe that I can break free. Cause you see, I have been down for so long, feel like the hope is gone. But as I lift my hands, I understand that I should praise you through my circumstance.
Take the shackles off my feet so I can dance.
So I can dance.
I just wanna praise you.
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 You broke the chains, now I can lift my head.
I can lift my head.
And I'm gonna praise you.
I'm gonna praise you.
I'm gonna praise you.
Everything that could go wrong, oh, went wrong at one time. So much pressure fell on me. I thought I was gone with my mind.
But I know you wanna see if I will hold on through these trials. But I need you to take this load, cause I can't take it no more.
Take the shackles off my feet so I can dance. I just wanna praise you.
Just wanna praise you.
I just wanna praise you.
I wanna praise you.
You broke the chains, now I can lift my head.
I can lift my head.
I'm gonna praise you.
I'm gonna praise you. Been through the fire and the rain,
bound in every kind of way,
but God has broken every chain.
How to celebrate Mandisa. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you. Come on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming back for this. Wow. Melinda, talk about your profound connection to Mandisa.
I mean, I've known her for over 20 years. We started off singing background in sessions together, and then she got on Idol, and yeah, I cheered for her, and then I came the next season, and she cheered for me. Mm-hmm. So that is my girl through and through.
Very special. And Danny, how do you think she would want to be remembered?
I think one of the things that sticks out to me is that she was a fan of people. She was a cheerleader for other people's music. I remember when I got dropped from a record label and re-signed to a new one, was transitioning, she had the biggest voice for me, and she was making a way for me and my biggest cheerleader. And it just felt amazing. And she's always was that person.
Yeah. And Colton, that song is so special in so many ways.
Yeah, I think that song sums up her life.
Yeah.
I think she came in praising. I think she left praising. So we're going to miss her, but our loss is heaven's gain. So, yeah.
Wonderful to have you all back. One more time for this trio. Thank you.
Always believe what God says we are. We are born in the image of God. We are made in the image of God. We live each and every day. We should be a blessing unto others, because we certainly know that sometimes the only God that anyone ever sees on a daily basis is the God in you and the God in me. So on this Monday, be the God unto others. Join with Lauren Daigle on her You Say.
I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know.
Valley in some aspects of our lives, whether it be physically, financially, emotionally, or spiritually, but always know that God is our way maker. God may not remove the problems in our lives, but God certainly makes a way through them, just like the Israelites in the desert came to the Red Sea. God didn't remove the Red Sea, but he made a way through it. Joining with Michael W. Smith on his Waymaker.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you, I worship you. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop working. Even when I can't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop working. You never stop working.
Always know that we work in God's time, not ours. That's something that we all have to learn over and over and over again. Sometimes we feel like, oh, this needs to happen now. This needs to be solved now. I want this now. But we have to learn that God has his own timing and his ways. As the Collingsworth family sings so beautifully, your ways are higher than mine.
It's not what I prayed for, it's not what I wanted, it's not something I understand. My circumstances seem so confusing, I'm placing it all in your hands. Your ways are high. I want mountains to move, but you want me to climb. So I'm gonna trust you will work your will in your time. Your ways are higher than
always a reason for things to happen. Whether we like the reason, whether we think the reason is legitimate, whether we think that is coming from God, everything we do comes from God. We always have to put God first in everything we say and everything that we do. That is how all our actions and words are blessed, and we will find out the reason. Please join with Unspoken on their reason.
This year's felt like four seasons of winter, and you'd give anything to feel the sun always raging, always climbing, always second guessing the timing. But God has a plan, a purpose in this. You are his child, and don't you forget. He put that hunger in your heart. He put that fire in your soul. Of heaven, we would see his hand on everything, every hour, every minute, every second. He's always been in it. Don't let a shadow of a doubt take hold. Hold on to what you already know. He put that hunger in your heart. He put that fire in your soul.
The promises that God made for us in the Bible thousands of years ago are still the promises that are for us in this generation and generations that come after us. In fact, in many ways, those promises are even stronger for us and even stronger for our children. We just have to realize that the Bible is living and those promises are still real, still happening, and are still achievable. Please join with Torrin Wells and Jen Johnson on their famous four.
There is no fear, 'cause I believe. There is no doubt, 'cause I have seen your faithfulness. My fortress, over and over. I have a hope found in your name. I have a strength found in your grace, your faithfulness, my fortress, over and over. Make way through the waters, walk me through the fire, do what you want.
Lord, you will never fail. Your name is powerful, your word's unstoppable. All things are possible in you. God of exceedingly, God of abundantly, more than we ask or think. Lord, you will never fail. Your name is powerful. Your words unstoppable. All things are possible in you.
Make way through the water. Walk me through the fire. Do what you want.
Over and over.
Every moment of the day, we should thank God. We should look up and say, God, I know that was you that made that happen. Thank you, God. That is what I need for my body, mind, and soul to bring blessings unto others. Always give God. Always give God the glory. Please join with we, our messengers, with God. Be the glory.
When the ground beneath my feet is shaking like a leaf, God, you're still good to me. When my hope is all but gone and I'm barely hanging on, God, you're still good to me. When my heart can't find a beat, when it's dark and I can't see, I will put my hope in you. I'll say, ashes for beauty, joy for my morning. To God be the glory, to God be the glory. I'll say, strength for my weakness, pain for my healing. Let this be my story, to God be the glory. God, you're so good to me. There's one thing I am sure, your promises endure. You make a way for me. When my heart can't find a beat, when it's dark and I can't see, I will put my hope in you. Ashes for beauty.
Let this be my story. Ever, ever. To God be the glory.
on this Monday, please know that when we go into Tuesday, when we go into Wednesday, if certain things in your life aren't coming to fruition, always, always have faith. Always know that God is working on them day and night. Always know that we don't always get things that we want in our time. Often when we pray, God's answer is no, or God's answer is not yet. It's not time yet. If God gives you this now, we won't have room in our lives for what God really wants to give us, for our given mission and our given purpose. Please remember that and join with Danny Gokey on his Haven't Seen It Yet.
Have you been praying and you still have no answer? Have you been pouring out your heart for so many years? Have you been hoping that things would have changed by now? Have you cried all the faith you had through so many tears? Don't forget the things that He's done before. Remember, He can do it all once more. It's like the brightest sunrise waiting on the other side of the darkest night. Don't ever lose hope, hold on and believe. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just haven't seen it yet. You're closer than you think you are. Only moments from the break of dawn, all His promises are just up ahead. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just haven't seen it yet. Don't ever doubt His love for you, 'cause it's only in His love that you find a breakthrough. Oh, it's like the brightest sunrise waiting on the other side of the darkest night. Don't ever lose hope, hold on and believe. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just haven't seen it yet. You're closer than up ahead. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just haven't seen it yet.
yet to come. Oh, your best is yet to come.
You know, God is everywhere. We say in Hebrew, Emmanuel. God is with us. So that means that we can pray anywhere. We can pray anytime because God is everywhere. No matter where you are, in a restaurant, in a store, in your car, walking down the street, wherever it may be in this beautiful world, always give thanks to God and put God first in everything that we do. That's how we make all those in our circle of life blessed. Please join with Consumed by Fire on their First Things First.
All the things that I've held dear, the vanities that whispered in my ear, what would I do if they all disappeared? Riches and fame and all that they could buy, I've come to find they never satisfy. What would I gain if my soul's a prize? I don't want to love what the world loves. I don't want to chase what the world does. I only want you. First things first, I seek your will, not my own. Surrender all my wants to you. Keep the first thing first, to live your truth. Walk your ways, set my eyes. Lord, I fix my face on you. All my desires reverse. Kingdom's all I want to see.
If you don't have the opportunity to listen to Morning Light Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock, you can always go to the podcast at www.dbam.com and listen on any smart device wherever you may be, especially at work, to make your workday filled with inspiration, or in the car to make your drive filled with the love of God, so you can realize that God is always with us. You can go to my social media on Facebook or Instagram, and I'm always posting the daily links. And please share so you could bring blessings to others. On this beautiful Monday, please join with the Afters on Every Good Thing. And on that, have a blessed day, everybody. I look forward to being with you tomorrow. And as we always say, pray more, worry less.